Our culture seems to be embracing the idea that truth is relative, meaning you have your truth and I have mine. Now, let's say that you were planning to sell me a piece of equipment for $1,000 and I handed you 10 $1 bills and informed you that my truth is that those $1 bills are really the same value as $100 bills. Would you accept my payment? I think not. Or let's say you were stopped by a police officer because you were driving 25 miles per hour over the speed limit. Then you told the officer that they couldn't give you a ticket because it didn't feel like you were driving that fast. Would that convince the officer? I don't think so. So why do we think that our emotions and imagination can define who God is? God is who He is, and our feelings, our inclinations, and imagination in no way change His nature. The good news is that God's character is revealed through His Word. Scripture says that God is full of mercy, grace, love, truth, and justice. He is also impartial and always faithful. The truth is that He gave His life for you because of His great love. So how will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.